It's a common stereotype that healthy eating is about consuming lots of fruits and vegetables, and that fruits and vegetables should be an essential part of a child's healthy diet. I don't doubt that it is so. However, kids tend to have a strong aversion towards vegetables, and it's usually quite a fight to talk reason into them and persuade them to eat their vegetables. At least it was an uphill battle for my mum when I was a child. I declined to eat vegetables, and the more she tried to make me do so, the more obstinate I grew. I threw a tantrum whenever I was forced to eat vegetables, and I would rather go hungry if there were only vegetable dishes to choose from on the dinner table. He despises vegetables and will not eat them for all the life of him. No matter what his mother tries, he is adamant and sticking out till the end. Kids live in the moment. They don't have deeper, more sophisticated considerations. They will not eat vegetables if they dislike them. They won't lie or pretend. They'll simply do what they want. From the parent's standpoint, it's a more delicate matter. Parents are responsible adults who want the best for their children. It indicates that they want to offer a healthy choice of dishes for their offspring, including fruits and vegetables, and they are affronted if the child has his or her own opinions and goes against what the parents believe is correct. Forcing children to eat nutritious foods can lead to a lot of tensions, making mealtimes a dreaded affair for both parents and children. As for me, if I were in the shoes of this kid's parents, I wouldn't make a big fuss about whether or not he eats his vegetables. Children are robust, adaptable, and resilient, and they are designed to thrive despite adversity. It's pointless changing your home into a battlefield because of food issues. It's more vital to set a good example that they can follow. If children observe their parents eating healthy foods on a regular basis, it is likely that they will find their parents' eating habits appealing and will follow in their footsteps as they grow older. As long as the kids are happy and healthy and they are not prone to fall ill every second week, there is nothing to worry about. Whether they eat vegetables and fruits or just pasta and chips doesn't matter as much as anxious parents think. The body of a child knows what is best for it and will adapt to the changing circumstances if necessary. Even picky eater kids on the whole grow up to be healthy adults, so fighting over what they eat and refuse to eat only makes each party's life miserable.